Yo. So it's 11:57 a.m. I was trying to get up at 10:30. But it didn't happen. All right. So, what do you want me to do about it? I can't turn back the clock. Here we are now. And I'm getting up now. Oh, it's a big day today. Jacqueline will be on the Tonight Show tomorrow, but she's taping it tonight, so I gotta go over. Well, I don't gotta go. They don't need me there. She's gotta go, and I'm going with her over to 30 Rock to watch them, to go watch the show and lend my emotional support. It's gonna be good. She's got a funny, very, very funny set. And you should definitely do everything you can in your power to watch it tomorrow night. NBC.
That's Mabel. She's hungry. But she'll have to wait till this, this podcast over. Let's look at the news. Largest U.S. radio company, iHeartMedia, files for bankruptcy. Well, I mean, is anybody listening to the radio? I mean, I don't drive, but even when I drive, I don't listen to the radio. I listen to my phone. I listen to the music off my phone, or I listen to a podcast. Radio is... I love Howard Stern, and I love the radio when I was growing up, but, I mean, it's kind of outdated at this point. I don't know what you do to save it, but I know my television has some iHeartMedia button, like that I keep hitting on the remote control by mistake, and it's just like, sign up for, like, what am I gonna do with this? I'm not gonna listen to the radio on my television. But they're going out of business. Toys R Us, they closed down all these, they're closing down everything. It's funny because I see on Facebook all these Facebook friends of mine. They're like, oh my God, they're closing Toys R Us. I'm so sad. I'll always be a Toys R Us kid. Do you still go? Because the kids aren't going to miss it, because they're obviously not going. Well, I guess a kid doesn't go to Toys R Us on their own. Your parents gotta take you. Right? But I don't think the kids give a shit. So, it's hard to... Things close. It went out of business. They fucked something up. Prominent U.S. neo-Nazi arrested on domestic violence charge. Well, that's surprising. You know, you think a neo-Nazi would be so well-behaved domestically. In their home, you think everything would be very orderly. Not the case. I think this... was this the thing that I saw yesterday? Where the... It was like the head of some neo-Nazi group, right? And then there's his spokesman, and he was having sex with the spokesman's wife, but then, so he got mad at that. But also, the head of the neo-Nazi part, the wife was the mother of his wife. It was, now that's,
That's some really bad that's some underhanded shit there. You think you could trust somebody when you're their spokesman? You're like, hey, I know you're a Nazi and Nazis are bad, but I'm a Nazi too. So, you know, we got a real Hitler Goebbels thing going here. Would they betray each other? Apparently. Astronaut's DNA no longer matches his identical twin after a year spent in space, NASA finds. That's fucked up. Being in space changes your DNA. I wonder what that means. Like, if you hang out in space long enough, what'll it do to your DNA? And then what does that do to you? I mean, I'm assuming this guy still looks like the same. He didn't come back like looking all like they're still identical twins. So what's the DNA change do? And now if he went to 23andMe, he would be like, oh, look at this. You're 17% Filipino, and you weren't. And your brother is not. I think I'm gonna stay out of space. I know Elon Musk is trying to send us all to Mars, but I'm not trusting what it's doing with the DNA. Officials, NYPD officer took part in heroin trafficking ring. Well, I know I say this every time one of these stories comes up, but it's exactly what I would do if I was a cop. I would love to be a dirty cop. I'd love to be involved in a heroin trafficking ring. I mean, I'm not a police officer, so I won't do it. I'm not going to become part of a heroin trafficking ring without being a cop. I guess nobody should be involved in a heroin trafficking ring. Heroin's bad. I mean, you can't really twist that any different way. I've never seen it do anybody any good. Although, I've only met heroin addicts in rehab and Narcotics Anonymous meetings. I never really hung out with them a lot while they're doing heroin. You see them like relapse and stuff. And I've had some friends who are heroin addicts, but then they kind of drop out if you're not doing heroin with them, because they spend a lot of time doing that and looking for it. And they also kind of have a lot of guilt and shit, and don't really want to be around people that aren't in the life with them. Yeah, it's bad, but it's good. I get not good, but like it's very enjoyable. Every heroin addict told me it's the best feeling in the fucking world, and that's why you shouldn't do it, because it's the best feeling in the world, and then you can't stop doing it. So don't do heroin, kids. It's bad. And that's my public service announcement. That's what this today's episode is sponsored by. Don't do drugs. They're bad. Or don't do the bad drugs. Only do the good ones. You know, like weed and Molly. I don't do Molly, but I've seen plenty of friends do it. Cocaine, that's an iffy one too. Let's do one more story and then let's see. Dylan Roof's sister arrested for having drugs and weapons at school. Well, she's still not the worst one in that family. I would imagine being Dylan Roof's sister is stressful. I mean, I don't know if she's has any of the same feelings as that
a terrible person. I mean, he's obviously despicable, and also he's got to be mentally ill. There's a bunch of issues there. But to be his sister, and then you're out in the world, and people must know it. I'm assuming she lives in a town where everybody knows. Oh boy, that family. But weapons too. Oh, well, get her off the streets. Okay, this wasn't a good episode. I know it. You know it. But it's over. See you tomorrow. We love you.